We are the Glamp Queens.
We're just two classic gals who enjoy spending time in nature while keeping the comforts of home.
Whether you're a pro, a total newbie, or just tagging along for the ride,
grab a glass of wine and join us by the campfire
as we explore the world of all things camping.
Hey, Glamp Queens.
Hey, it's Katie and Sarah.
We are so excited to talk to you guys about this topic. I think it's something that a lot of people will benefit from. But before we dive into that, we just want to say we want to hear from y'all. So check us out on Instagram. We're super active on Instagram. We want to talk to you. If you send us a message, if you respond to one of our posts, we're going to respond to you because we love hearing from our listeners.
And you can always find us on our website. Anytime you need more glamp, that is where you're going to find us. So that's going to be www.glampqueens.com.
That's right. And on there, we do share some really helpful blog posts about different tips and tricks, hacks for camping, packing, travel, stuff like that. So definitely check it out. That's also where you can email us if you're an old school kind of gal and want to send us an email rather than a message on Instagram. You can also do it that way. So we really hope that we're going to hear from you guys. But today we have really important topic that we want to talk about.
Yes, this is probably the most important topic when it comes to camping, and that's sleep.
Because let's be real, nobody wants to hang out with me if I haven't had a good night's sleep.
Oh, girl, you are
not good for everybody.
You are the worst when you're grumpy
and cranky.
And I am so crabby in the morning if I don't get a good sleep. Y'all, it's like, I need my coffee. And that's it. That's all you're going to get from me if I don't get a good night's sleep. So today we really just wanted to talk to you guys about how to get a good night's sleep and the different ways to get a good night's sleep. Because so many people, by the way, so many people out there have a ton of tips and tricks. People are creative.
They really are. And we did ask a bunch of our listeners. We asked you guys, hey, you know, do y'all also have a hard time sleeping when you're camping? And it was a
resounding yes.
A lot of people have a hard time sleeping all throughout the night when camping. I will say, if it's raining, I actually get a really good night's sleep.
Oh, it's the pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter on the tent. That does help me out a lot. But otherwise, I wake up throughout the night. I normally am tossing and turning. And part of it could be that it's a new environment. I'm not in my own bed. But I'm bound and determined for us to discover the secrets of getting good night's sleep when camping.
Well, and not even just getting a good night's sleep, but actually being able to fall asleep, because I know that is also a huge problem. Sometimes I struggle with that. You know, sometimes the outdoors is a little too quiet. Sometimes you hear the little rustles. And honestly, we just need to find a way to get to sleep and stay asleep and then make sure we're comfortable and just can wake up refreshed and happy and ready to go on our next glamping adventure.
So the first thing you want to do is obviously take into consideration the type of camping you're doing. Are you doing car camping, sleeping in a tent? Are you going to be doing backpacking, which is a different type of tent camping sometimes? It could be also open air camping. Or are you glamping? Which, if you're glamping, you're probably not having too many hard times sleeping because, well, you might be, but if you're in like a gorgeous little bungalow somewhere, you're probably fine. Or are you also doing something that Sean and I are doing a lot of right now, which is overland camping, sleeping in the back of our Jeep? So you could be doing that. So take into consideration the different types of camping that you're doing. I think honestly though, a lot of these tricks and thoughts that we have about this are kind of applicable to all of it, but obviously adjust them for your specific trip and your specific needs.
And also what season you're camping in. And I know this is something that we've talked about previously in episode 7, the best seasons for camping, but really go take a listen to that one, because that one will tell you the type of gear matters for which season you're camping in. So just like Sarah said, not only does it really depend on what type of camping you're doing, but when you're going, and that's gonna have a huge impact on what you're actually gonna be bringing, and then what's gonna be the most comfortable for you and how to get the best sleep.
Absolutely, because you know there are gonna be different things that you do when you're sleeping in 90 degree weather, which we have done, it's gonna be very uncomfortable, or if you're sleeping in 20 degree weather, which can also be very uncomfortable. So this is gonna be more for just the basic sleeping. We're going to assume that you have all the weather gear, that you have, you know, that maybe it's a nice 65 degrees outside.
Oh my God.
Which
that is like
great.
The perfect. Just like
nice light breeze coming through. We're going to assume all of the elements are on your side for this one.
Well, and sidebar, like 65 degrees with an open air tent is literally the most amazing sleep you can ever get.
It's better than air conditioning.
Honestly, it is. Yes, it is better. Well, yeah, you do have to have a breeze. That is so true. You do have to have a breeze. It can't be like a still, like kind of like soggy night. You don't want that. That's really gross.
Muggy.
It's like muggy.
Don't want a muggy night.
Do not want muggy. But
if we had our choice.
If we had our choice, 65 and
keep
light,
that thermostat right there.
Yeah, light breeze. But again, you know, we're living in a real world. So what we want to talk about first is having a good base. So having that good support that's really gonna get you through the night. My favorite. And y'all, I am a complete hoarder when it comes to this, but air mattresses.
A hoarder?
Yes, I'm a hoarder when it comes to air
How
mattresses.
How many air mattresses do you have?
I have three.
Three?
Yes.
You
so
I want you to know, y'all, there's only two of them.
There's only two
dogs
people.
Dogs don't count. They don't
dogs
need an
don't
air
count.
Mattress.
Well, they actually...
they don't need an air mattress.
If I can
they
find...
They do make them, though.
I was going to say.
Also, so... We have a purple mattress, which is awesome. Well, in our real bed, not for camping. But they make a purple mattress dog bed. These things are like, they're like $200. It's so much for a dog. We don't have one, but we kind of joked, like, oh, wow, River would be spoiled if we got her that mattress.
No, we totally.
I would not be surprised if they had a dog air mattress, though.
Oh, I'm sure they do, and I'm going to have to go find one and add that to my
cart. I'm
going
to make fun of you
because,
so much
no,
if you get an air mattress for your dog.
Okay, well, okay, so back to the why I have three air mattresses.
So
what had happened was I started out with an REI one.
Okay.
And it was one of the camping air mattresses. I think it was like one of the basic air mattresses at REI for camping. And we got it. It wasn't quite thick enough. Like we realized it was pretty thin.
Mm-hmm.
But we were happy with it. We were set, okay, this is not bad. And then we went camping one time. And y'all, I did something so silly. I forgot to pack the air mattress. So, you know how we've talked about making that dreaded trip? Well, I had
to
make...
The dreaded Walmart
trip. Yeah, I had to make one. And so I, like, scurried into one of, like, the little country Walmarts and ended up getting, like, a $40 air mattress. It was the self-inflatable, so it was actually really awesome.
Bad, actually.
Yeah, it was actually... It was really good. But... That's how I got air mattress number two.
Okay, okay.
And then air mattress number three, because obviously I'm not going to get rid of the $40 air mattress. And
you never know when you need it.
Yeah, you never know where you're going to need it. And then also, of course, I love the other one. But then for Christmas, Robert's family ended up getting us a Mega Mat Duo.
Mega Mat.
I know. It's the one that's like a cloud. And so we were so excited. We were like, oh my gosh. So now we have three. And obviously, we can't get rid of the first two because they're perfectly good mattresses. And so now I'm just stuck with three different mattresses. But the point is, you need a good sleeping mattress. You need, or something, you know, something for good support. And actually, the Mega Mat Duo that we have, they make a single as well. But that one, that's about the best sleep that you can get while camping.
That's awesome. And I have laid down on it before, and I was like, oh, okay. I see what you're talking about
it's
now.
It's so good.
But when we talk to our listeners about some of their tricks for getting a good night's sleep, y'all said hammocks. A lot. We got hammocks as a big response.
Yes.
And the best sleep, apparently, that a lot of y'all had gotten is when you started sleeping in a hammock, which I actually personally have never slept in a hammock before. I've always been in a tent or the car. Yep. I'm open to trying it, though. I've definitely taken my fair share of naps in a hammock.
The naps are so good in a hammock, but when Robert had told me that he ended up sleeping in a hammock one night, he just went out on a little solo trip. Because I was out shooting a wedding, and he said that he had the best sleep that he had ever had. And I was like, are you serious right now? I mean, it's a little hammock. Like, don't you worry about the bugs and this and that. And he said no. He said that he had brought one of the bug nets with him and he freaking loved it.
Really? Well, this woman also told me that, you know, she has a lot of problems with like her hips and her knees and moving around, and which is part of the reason I don't think I've ever done that, because I move around a lot in my sleep. And she was like, you know, when she started sleeping in a hammock, she didn't have to do that. She didn't have any problem with that. Totally comfortable. So definitely gonna have to try it. I would, however, want to go ahead and get one of those, the tarp things that go over it to kind of
Oh, like give a rain fly?
A little rain fly, a little protection from like the elements. I think it would just also make me feel a little bit more secure. I like feeling compact when I'm sleeping. So I think that would be, I feel like once we, if we put that up, I would be okay in a hammock.
Yeah, though. No, I definitely like the feeling of being enclosed, which is why open air camping is so difficult for me, and I don't think I could literally sleep outside like that. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree with you on
that.
But
if you put a sleeping bag in the hammock, and then you put the little tarp thing over it, that'd be pretty cozy.
Oh my gosh.
Be to like me, a that cocoon.
Yeah, I was going to say, to me, that sounds like a little bug
in
the rug.
So I'm going to try that this summer. The other thing that is also really great for your baseline is going to be cots.
There's
some pretty cool cots out there right now. Growing up, we just had like this old army cot. It was like a real army cot. It was like the army green and everything. I don't know how, this thing should have been in a museum. It was so old. But so it was just like the two wood slats. And so that thing was not comfortable. But they actually make a lot of really great cots now.
Yeah, and I think cots are really good for, like Sarah said, either being a base or actually, even if it's not your base, like say that's actually just what you want to sleep on, it's really firm and it's not as fluffy.
Or it doesn't give you that kind of squish, squish, so when you're on an air mattress, you know, and you every time you move around, that little sound that happens, and you're like, ugh. The plastic sound that every time you move around. So that would be nice, too. I've also seen it where you put your air mattress on top of the cot, and then you have basically a bed.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that is the most glamp queen
I love that, actually. Thing.
But that is actually something that a lot of people have said, is you can even put two cots and then a queen air mattress.
Oh, then you can be all cozy with your boo.
And you're like, oh, my
That is just like you're at home at that point.
Yeah, at that point. Are you even really camping? I'm not sure.
Sure. Yeah. It's glamping.
I know. I love it. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, we do need to talk about the tree tents, though. Those things are so cool.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, I don't know how I found out about tree tents. I think it was some link, like, on Facebook that
it was a rabbit hole
that Robert had sent me. A rabbit hole that Robert sent me. But seriously, y'all, those things are freaking amazing looking.
They're so cool.
The way that they're designed. So if y'all have ever seen a tree tent, the way that those things are designed, it's like,
it's kind of like the hookup for a hammock, but with 3 points. So it makes a triangle between three trees.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tent on top.
But it's really taut. Like it's
you can like stand.
You could literally stand up on it.
It's really neat.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you're off the ground.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yep, you're off the ground.
It's like a treehouse, kind of.
Actually,
it's a portable treehouse. I wish I had one of those when I was a kid. That would have been so fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Treehouse
everywhere
I go. That would have
been a game. Yeah, that would have been a game changer for sure.
One of these days, I'm going to get a tree tent.
Oh, it's on all
list. It's going to be fun. We did find them at tensile.com. I think that's how you pronounce it. Tensile.
Yeah.
It's like tent.
They have
S-I-L-E.
Like, they have different types of tents. So apparently you can get some that are like made for, you know, how we were saying earlier, made for different activities. So some of them are like super lightweight, good for like backpacking. Yes. And then some of them are more like heavy duty or more durable for families. So say if you have like multiple people sleeping on them.
Little kids jumping around. Because you know, if there's little kids sleeping, trampoline.
Yo, the first thing I would do is try to jump on
it. I would probably want to jump on it like a trampoline. So.
Oh my gosh. So
hopefully they took that into account when designing them.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Because I mean, it looks like a freaking.
They're neat. Y'all should just Google them.
Just Google it if you haven't seen it before. They're amazing.
The other thing is what Sean and I are doing now is the car camping or overland camping where we're sleeping in the back of the Jeep. We're transitioning our Jeep to be a sleeper Jeep, eventually get the rooftop tent, which that is a whole nother level of glamping. That's a dream, get the rooftop tent. But in the meantime, we are sleeping in the back. So what we're using right now for that is an air mattress that is designed to fit in the back of our specific Jeep. Quadratec is the one that we're using. They have a bunch of different styles, but you can get them from pretty much, there's a ton of brands out there that sell them. And you can pick your specific car or your specific Jeep. It's mostly for Jeeps. And it'll have like the cutouts for the wheel. And they do also make them for the back of minivans. They make them for the back of Suburbans. So there's some really neat air mattresses specifically made for the cars. And those are cool too because they're normally self-inflatable. So we don't have to plug it in.
Yeah.
It's just a big battery.
Oh my gosh.
And then you just
fabulous.
Turn on. And they're pretty firm too. The Quadratec mattress that we have is very firm. It's very nice. I actually like it better than our normal air mattress, which is a $40 Walmart mattress.
Yeah,
but this one's a lot nicer though. It's really, really comfy.
I think the normal air mattresses, one of the bad things about like the little Walmart ones, which again, like I said, I'm a hoarder. I have
nothing wrong with starting there.
Nothing wrong with starting
they
there.
They get it done.
But the one of the bad things though is sometimes it does lose air in the middle of the night.
Especially
that's one,
when it's cold.
Especially
yeah.
when it's cold, or if you have like you know a couple of dogs who have nails, you know things like that.
Well, that always happened to us on our other air mattresses.
Yeah.
That we'd wake up and it was always deflated, like always. But with this one, and I guess the R value is a little bit better for it, but it does keep its firmness throughout the night, so it's great. And the other thing is during the summertime when it gets a little bit hot in there, we do have a little fan that we will put up for staying comfortable. You can also put up sunshades during the day so it stays cool in there.
Yeah.
Also the sunshades can also kind of help with insulation in the winter. A lot of people, if they're using a Jeep or some sort of other vehicle, they will cut out like each window and then get some Velcro and then
yep.
you can kind of like stick it to the window so it stays nice and cool and even temperature in there.
Yeah, that's pretty handy. Only other base option that I can even think of that would be out there is of course the sleeping pad. You know, we've kind of talked about sleeping pads before. We have a couple different ones. You know, the ones growing up you were going like right, but
hey,
honestly,
you still do that, okay?
Yeah, you still kind of have to do that with some of them
great.
That are out there. But those things are, those actually give a lot more insulation and support than you would think. Honestly,
it's true. I used to just think that those little sleeping pads were just for comfort, and then we were sleeping in really low temperatures, and I had the Therm-a-Rest, and in the middle of the night, I kind of like slipped off the edge of my Therm-a-Rest, immediately was like freezing. So they give off, they actually do really help with keeping you warm, and they actually are pretty comfortable. They seem small, but they are mighty.
Small but mighty.
And I still have to blow up mine manually. Not afraid to admit nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong.
Mine are older, but the ones I make now fold up pretty small.
Oh, they're so small. Like, there's some that, I mean, I think, what, it's the size of a softball?
Oh, that's great. Mine doesn't get that small.
That's what she said. I have no idea.
That doesn't
that
even
fits.
Make sense.
It doesn't even make sense, but guess what? That's what she said anyway.
Okay, moving on. The next thing is staying warm or cool and protected from the elements throughout the whole night. That is obviously going to be really important for getting a good night's sleep because, like we said, if the weather comes through or if it's super hot, not that nice 65 degrees, that's going to affect your sleep. So first thing is sleeping bags.
Mm-hmm.
We both use the REI sleeping bag, the double sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the specific number of the brand, but we'll link it into our show notes.
Yeah.
It's great. It's very comfortable. I will go ahead and say this, though. We have a sleeping bag from when Sean was 14 years old and a Boy Scout.
Oh,
this
gross.
Thing is ancient. Oh, it's ancient.
The sweat.
No, but listen to me. That is my favorite sleeping bag. We will never be getting rid of that sleeping bag. I love it more than the REI one. I don't even know what brand it is. The REI one's great. This sleeping bag is so warm. It's
oh
so warm.
Gosh.
Like, if I am cold, we'll like stuff it inside of the REI one, mm-hmm. and I'm good. I am so yeah. good. I love it. It's like one of the mummy ones.
Is it
one
of? Yeah, I was gonna say, is it one of the ones that are like it's more puffy mm-hmm. and it just kind of like scoops up mm-hmm. around your face like a little igloo.
It is, and I learned from this experience: don't judge a book by its cover. Because I first saw it, he brought it out, and I was like, mm-hmm, no, really? You want me to sleep in that? Really? That? And then I slept in it, and I was like, oh, this is mine? You can go get your own sleeping bag. I'm going to be sleeping in this one now. Thanks. It's great. I love it. So getting a good sleeping bag is really important.
Oh, for sure. And always bed sheets are another option. We did this originally when we first had our air mattress, put bed sheets on them. So we would literally bring a fitted sheet and just like a regular set of sheets. And it was so nice, especially for warmer weather. Just because sometimes sleeping bags can be a little bit too warm. So bed sheets really helped kind of regulate our temperature a little bit more in the summer. And so that was super, super helpful.
That's interesting because I don't think we've ever actually used it to like, this is going to sound weird. I don't think we've ever actually slept inside the bed sheets when we bring them because we know. So we normally do bring a fitted sheet, but it's normally to add a warmth. What? It's normally to add warmth to this. So we put it over the air mattress, and that just helps add another layer. And then we will put like blankets or something on top of it. Sheet. But it's like an extra layer, so, like, and it's small and it's compact. I don't know. Brain, it helps. I don't know if it actually does.
Well, because so we use a blanket. Like, if we need more warmth, we'll put like a. First off, y'all, it's ridiculous. The layers. That it's like an onion. But we'll do like a rug on the bottom, and then we'll do the air mattress. Then we'll do a, especially if it's cold, we'll put a blanket down.
Oh, well, no. See, we do all that, but before the blanket, we put a fitted sheet and then a blanket and then the sleeping bag.
Oh, so more layers.
Oh, more layers.
Oh, my
God. My onion's bigger than your onion.
No.
In the summertime, though, it makes sense, I guess.
No, in the summertime, though, like, literally, it's just a sheet.
There's no point. It's too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot.
The other thing is also heaters and battery-operated fans. Like I said, we do have one in the back of the Jeep because it can get a little toasty in there in the summertime.
Sarah's bougie, y'all. Sarah straight up is like,
I need to have my breeze coming through.
A breeze. And look, if God's not going to create one for me, I'm going to actually bring my own. I'm going to bring my fan. But seriously, it works.
I'm going to tell you, when it's 90 degrees at midnight, I'm not doing it without a fan.
I don't know how you do it in a Jeep, honestly.
Because I have a fan.
Well, okay.
And I can do it then. But without the fan, I don't think I would have made it.
But the next thing is just getting comfortable. We just want to get comfortable, right? I mean, that's the whole point, right? So you're going to need your pillows. You're going to need your stuffed snacks. You're going to need to bring everything. Some people actually bring their own pillow. That's what I used to do before I had a camping pillow. I would literally bring the whole pillow, and then I would forget the whole pillow. So Sarah would be bringing her pillow.
Y'all may know this by this point, but I'm a princess when it comes to my pillow. I like my pillow. I have a beautiful, it's a bamboo memory foam pillow. It is perfection. It gives me the best night's sleep. And I bring that pillow with me. And Sean makes fun of me every single time. It's like a little bit of a fight because he's like, really? We don't have space for that. Are you really going to bring that? We have all these camping pillows. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but you want me to have this pillow because I'm going to be a nicer person. If I had this pillow. So I'd still bring my pillow. I have recently discovered that they do make a smaller version of my pillow, which I'm very excited for. So I'm going to get that.
Oh.
And we have a lot of camping pillows because I'm such a princess. And Sean has been making efforts to get me to not bring my home pillow. None of them have lived up to it. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The little blow-up pillows, they are great for backpacking when you have no space and you can't bring your own pillow. But if you have the option to bring your own pillow, I can't do the blow-up pillows. The little blow-up ones.
So
if it was like that or nothing else and I needed to be backpacking, I could do it. But if I have a choice, I really don't like them.
Well, the thing is, so I'm going to actually disagree with you here. I have a little blow-up one that I really like.
What?
But the thing is, the only reason why I like it is because it's encased in what looks like a quilt. Oh. And so you don't get that little sound.
That's
that little
my problem. Is yeah, it's the crinkly air mattress sound.
I know, but it's not. It's worse than the air mattress
it kind of
sound.
Pops
it's
off like of it my head. I
well,
feel like.
And I always it pop pops. Off. Yeah, it pops off your head, and it pops off your head. But no, it like it slips around.
Doesn't though?
Mm-mm, no, because of the it actually has the encasing. That's almost like it's like a really.
I guess
thick,
I could put these in a tiny pillowcase. That might. I actually have never tried that.
A pillowcase might work, but a lot of the times I still end up having the same problem with it kind of slipping around a little bit. There's so many different things out there. That's why I kind of brought my own home pillow with me, but then I would forget it because that would be the last thing I would pack.
Well, my other problem, too, with the pillow situation is also I basically sleep sitting up. Like, my head is propped up so much when I sleep that anything that's not basically sitting up straight, like, I'm, like, not comfortable. Like, I sit up, I have
really?
So, yes, I do not sleep flat. And part of that, this is going to be way TMI, part of that is just my allergies. Like, I just have such bad allergies.
Oh, my gosh, y'all.
That I can't breathe if I'm, like, laying flat to those little tiny pillows.
Yeah, your allergies
flat,
are so bad.
I can't breathe. And so then I end up getting all these little blow-up pillows, and I just stack them on top of each other, and then they pop off underneath, and then the layers get lower, and it's just a situation. I did recently get another cotton-filled pillow that does roll up, and I'm going to try that this weekend.
Yeah.
With another camping pillow underneath it.
Oh, my God. The amount of pillows.
I'm going to figure it out, y'all. I'm going to figure out the formula, and then I'll let y'all know for anybody out there who understands this struggle.
Another thing is some of the backpackers bring, actually, their stuff sacks. So, essentially, you do exactly what it says, is you stuff a sack, and then you just sleep on that.
I might actually be able to do that better than the blow-up pillows, because at least it's, like, firm. If it's, like, a backpack, I can even sleep with a backpack as my pillow, and I'd be fine.
Yeah, you should try
that,
then.
It's just the little tiny camping pillows. I could try that.
Yeah, you...
That may make Sean happy, because I'm not bringing a giant pillow from home.
At that point, you're at least getting more elevation.
That's the key for me, is elevation.
Is the elevation.
Not so much the squish. It's all about the elevation.
Well, one of the things that I do at home, actually, just to make sure I'm comfortable and have a good night's sleep, is I wear an eye mask.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And so I've heard that some people are super, you know, like Sarah, super bougie, super bougie, and they actually bring their eye mask to camping, which actually makes a lot of sense because sometimes the moon can be really bright or the stars can be really bright, and so the tent is not really as dark as it could be, and so I know that a lot of people do struggle with that. I actually do that at my house, so doing it in camping would not be a bad idea either.
That's not a bad idea. One thing I have started to try to implement, just because we are going camping a lot, and so I'm thinking this might help also. I used to be able to just tough it through a bad night of sleeping because we weren't going all the time, but now we're going so often that I kind of need that sleep, is keeping to my nighttime routine as much as possible.
Yeah,
obviously
not
perfectly, because you're not at home, but just simple things like brushing your teeth. A lot of people actually don't brush their teeth when they're camping, but I sleep better when I brush my teeth. I don't know why. Maybe it's a mental thing.
Feeling clean.
Hygiene.
Yeah.
Making sure to brush your teeth. Bringing some pajamas. I used to not bring pajamas. I know that sounds super weird, but I normally just like sleep in my shorts or a swimsuit and like, you know, why bother? But then when I started bringing actual pajamas or just a change of clothes that were just for sleeping in, that actually did help me, because I think mentally I was like, okay, it's like time for bed, like it is at home, and I was able to relax a lot better.
For me, I mean, just at home, I don't wear pajamas.
You just kind of go for it?
Just kind of go for it. So
it's not a change for you.
So it's not really a change for
me.
But brushing my teeth definitely helps. Wiping my body down actually is a
definitely
huge,
that does help a lot.
That's a huge help, because sometimes, you know, you're out there, you have a lot of activities while camping, right? You go out there, you get all
really
active
dirty,
and yeah,
like
you
some,
get you're
some
active,
reason.
Right? You're like, you're hiking, you're biking, you're kayaking, like whatever you're doing, you're like, you're getting hot and sweaty.
Even
and
just standing next to the campfire.
Yeah, just even yeah. Oh, smoky. Yeah, you get really smoky. So even just being able to wipe your body down really helps. Maybe even eating just a little bedtime snack.
Oh, a little bedtime snack? A little bedtime cookies?
Snack. Well, I was thinking more like
midnight
bedtime.
Cookies.
No, bedtime s'mores.
I want cookies now. Ooh, I want s'mores now. But I will say, when it comes to wiping your body down, they do make a lot of... I actually just normally bring like baby wipes or makeup wipes,
makeup
you know,
wipes.
That you give.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also do make... specific
active.
Body
yeah,
wipes
it's like
for
active. Yeah, active. We're thinking the same
those
thing.
Those are great. I don't know why they're different. I think they hold up a little bit more for doing the whole body.
Well,
they
don't
run out
as
fast.
Well, they don't feel as like lotiony or oily.
Yeah, they kind of feel just more fresh.
Yes.
Than lotiony. And also, sometimes baby wipes have that weird smell.
Oh,
I
don't know. I kind of like the smell of baby
really?
Wipes. Yeah, I'm a weirdo. But honestly, it's the lotion aspect of the baby wipes or like that oily kind of leftover feeling that I don't like. But with the active wipes, you don't get that. You just like wipe your pits and your bits.
Pits and bits.
Your pits
you
and
can
bits
get those
and,
on Amazon too.
Yeah, they're so cheap.
So cheap. You can just find them pretty much anywhere.
Yeah,
and,
I know REI has them in their little, like, you know, the little knick-knack section in REI?
They have them there.
Yeah, you kind of
Bass
have them
Pro
there.
Has
Bass
them.
Pro. Oh, Amazon. Bass. Oh, my gosh. Bass Pro has 5 million different options. But
I love Bass
yeah,
Pro.
Yeah, you can go to a ton of different, like, sporting goods places, Academy, Dick's, whatever it is. And they'll have some type of, you know, little wipe yourself down.
And no, one thing that I have seen people suggest for getting a night's sleep when camping is earplugs. And I just want to go ahead and put that out there. I don't recommend that.
No.
That to me is like a safety concern because if I'm, I don't know, I don't even like having that at home. Because if somebody breaks into the house, I need to hear it and wake up. And I think it's kind of the same thing when you're out camping. You need to have at least some of your senses going when you're sleeping.
Well, I think you just
so
need
you
to
wake
be
up aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, relax, get a good night's sleep, but I feel like I don't want to be completely tuned out because then what if I do need to wake up?
Well, I just, you know, the rustling of bears, you know, that would immediately say, yeah, don't need to wear earplugs because I want to be able to hear the bear so then I can wake up and run faster than everybody else.
So you want everyone else to wear the earplugs so that...
Actually, you know what, guys? Wear earplugs.
No, don't wear earplugs.
But...
It seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad idea. But, you know, who knows?
If you want to try it, go for it. But I don't recommend it.
Yeah, don't recommend it. No. Benadryl is a great sleep aid. By the way, and can help fix your allergies, Sarah. So Benadryl, Tylenol. I know, actually, Robert and I just got these really nice little melatonin gummies.
Ooh, like little candies?
They're like little teddy bears.
So you can take candy before you go to bed?
Yeah.
That can be your bedtime snack.
I will say, those things knock me out.
Really?
So, yeah, I only had to take one, and... I don't wake up through my alarm, so I have to be careful about that.
Well,
but
see, I would try something like melatonin. I'm weird about, like, taking too much medication personally. It's like, I don't really take Tylenol. I don't like to take too much if I don't need it. So melatonin, though, that's like
to
a,
me,
that's
melatonin,
all natural.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
like a vitamin.
Yeah.
Not a vitamin. What is it?
It's just natural.
Yeah, no, it's natural.
It's fine. It's natural.
Is it a vitamin? I don't know.
We are not... exactly healthcare
it's
professionals
no.
We're not healthcare professionals but
don't take our words on this
but
I would try
I
that
say,
too. I would try that
yeah that actually helps me get a good night's sleep. Now I've never tried it camping, but again I think my sleeping while camping is probably a little bit better than it is at home. Just because.
Really?
Yeah.
You get a better night's sleep when camping
than
at home?
Yeah, because generally I'm doing a lot. I'm being a lot more active.
Tired.
And I'm just tired. And then by the time it's like, you know, 10 o'clock, the sun's been down for 5 hours, you know, at that point. Cause
that's true.
I'm passed out.
Well, there you go. Just make sure you're doing a lot of active stuff and you should be fine. All right. Well, hopefully some of these tips, some of our thoughts and ramblings have helped y'all come up with some new ideas on how to get a good night's sleep. Please let us know what y'all are trying out, what you know already, any thoughts that you have or questions that you have about this subject. We want to keep talking to y'all about this. So again, you can message us on Instagram. You can write us an email. Just check us out. We want to hear from you guys. Let us know what has worked for y'all in getting a good night's sleep when camping.
Yeah. Dang, you do so good. You do so good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think it's time to
wrap it up.
Wrap it up.